see another summer upon me, ascending into the catacombs of my mind, searching for meaning, purpose, guidance, conviction. Behind a backdrop, narration, King Henry had rallying his soldiers for the battle. Upon the great day of St. Crispin, shall we rise? The dream and showers upon us, you and me, Pete. Because we're in a bad place at a bad time. Our clothes is camel green, caked with mud, grease, and stinking of body odor. Smoke, man. We're stick of smoke. The cute smell of campfire smoke, man. No, no. This is a wrangly, plastic, synthetic, burned char smell, buddy. Our bellies are not full of good pie, man. Or our spirits high with some murky dark lager. Not tonight, Holmes. Our stomachs are empty and swollen, hungry, man, with mad, burning hunger. We're on the running retreat from a raging battle. Through the ruined town we run, over rubble. We try not to trip and fall, because if we do, we will be riddled with automatic gunfire, pulverized to shards of flesh, bone, and reduced to pools of abstract American blood. Boredom, we combat this enemy like the wars we rage. On from decade to decade,
century to century.
We finally get some cover from the shooting. Hailstorm of burning, molten, leaden fire. You quietly hand roll the smoke. Your hands are nervously shaken. And you try to smoke your tobacco and feel the need to relax. You just need to relax. You just need to relax. And I just stare out of the opening in the concrete. We hope that this burnt out old graveyard crypt will harbor us from the invasion force. You concentrate on your breathing, thinking about complications of your Zen is having, and how hard it is to have some sane thought because of this problem. This problem that's manifested. Invasion. War. I kind of snicker at the memory of the pre-battle speech the ragtag militia captain gave, and how all the nationalism in the world over ideals, morals, freedoms. Apple fucking pie, man, can be thrown out the fucking window. Motherfucker, this frickin' second. I realize the sun goes down. This is my third day without sleep, purely from the adrenaline and the fear of being bored, killed, asleep, not partying, man. Oh man, I'll never vote. I'll never vote. I'll never vote another shitbag, new lying, deceiving statesman in again. George the Animal Steel for president! You check your pack, your scant supplies to keep you alive. And it's a warm feeling, probably the only warm feeling you've owned for a long, long time. The warm feeling of 5 clips of ammo-free pipe bombs and a map of the area. Not really, man. Not really. 3 cans of Heineken, a nickel bag, 2,000 milligrams of kava-kava, the gazetteer, a slice of cold pizza! Yeah! I've been kind of wrestling with some of the concepts of reality, seeing if they bite, like teasing a small creature, just poking them, seeing if he bites, overconfident. This creature is meek and small, attempting to hide and get away from my merciless proddings. And that's when it happens. The small furry fucker snaps and lets me have it. Ow! That fucker bit me. The brain then tabulates. Unidentified small furry creature with small formings of a tail with beady eyes will bite you if provoked. Results test positive for the threshold of stupidity. Options kill. Continue harassing! Disengage! Poll public opinion! Disengage! I send my street cat upon you like a Latino gang member. He will taunt you, and he will most surely do something most heinous. Tito, make sure that something happens to SA over there. Okay, okay. Back to the crypt. We wait and hold out until morning. From there we see who has won the battle. Only then will our asses be safe from this situation. I aimlessly wander up, not anywhere special. And as I enter each different room, I stop and look around and reminisce of some things that took place here. I venture into the bookstore alone. I ventured into the bookstore alone. I ventured into the bookstore alone. The cast of my ghosts, actors, faint spirits, reenact our bookstore drama. I listen quietly as distant echoey dialogue drifts through the walls, and a part of my summer unfolds again. The ghosts of my memories repeat Act 5, Room 3. Act 5, Room 3, Act 5, Room 3, over and over again. And the country warps through. How the fuck did my music turn to country? Stop this! Conversing with some out-of-stater on vacation, selling a good book on Maine lore, or a bestseller off the New York Times list. I walk past the sink only to see the ghost of Mark Vieira reaching into the cooler nearby. Hi, Mark. He don't see me, cause I a spirit, and he only a spirit, and I the watcher, and he the spirit. Who knows? He goes reaching on for his beer, and a smile is on his face, and I shudder. Another feeling of joy, a past Thursday night binge. A past Thursday night binge. I walk past the ghost of Mark, past the din from the rustling of the ice. It drifts off into the distance. I walk toward the doorway to outside Kingfield, Maine. It's hot and sunny, not a cloud in the sky. I poke my head out and open the doorway, and there stands Jim Avery's ghost, and he has a nervous look upon him. And when I thought, who would be on this man's mind? Kid his age, has a car, got a job, he's got a whole summer to fuck off to. Well, not a worry should be upon this chap's mind. I think his ghost walks right through me, towards the sounds of the beer. Yes, where the ghost of Mark is about to open his ghost beer, kicking off this Thursday night in Kingfield. And I turn around and walk up the staircase. My hallucination is fast forwarded to me, to another Thursday night binge. Another Thursday night binge. And I hear the sound all too familiar coming out of the bathroom, the echoey sound of a ghost of a puking's past. I open the door. Hey, what the hell? I ain't bothering anybody. Nobody's home. These are all ghosts anyway, fucking man. I find out it's the ghost of myself. Profusely dry heaving my one of the Thursday night's inventory. All I've imbibed. All I've imbibed. Woo! Quickly shot out the door to avoid the ghost smell. I walked towards the empty room. The empty room. Where B first showed me. This would be a great place to set up people inside these big fucking box frames, man. Oh, wow. The thunder of the logging truck shakes the entire bookstore. I wake in terror. I squint at the digital clock. It's 4:20 a.m. It's 4:29 a.m.